The Pacific Northwest might seem like an unlikely place for mermaids and mermaid culture to catch on, given the cold water here. Yet putting on an eye-catching tail and pretending to be a mythical sea being is a thing across the Northwest. There's even a brand new mermaid museum near Aberdeen, Washington. That's where correspondent Tom Bonsi dove into the scene.
There were multiple mermaid sightings in the past week here at Gray's Harbor on the central Washington coast. One was spotted playing a harp. People observed another with a gray and white tail reclining on a mermaid throne. Yet another, get this, appeared at a book signing. The liveliest one twirled in front of the underwater viewing window of a traveling show tank painted in turn-of-the-century circus style.
It was cool. She dropped a shell for us.
Hello, I am Una the Mermaid. I am 41 years old. I am a professional mermaid from Portland, Oregon, and I have been doing this since about 2012.
Okay. There's a crab just floating in the background.
Would you like a shell?
There was something magical about the silence of being underwater and just hearing music and then seeing littles approach and just getting excited. And I just love that. I love that magic. I like making people happy.
You guys got to meet a real-life mermaid today. Thank you. Thanks, Una.
Una says she missed out on some of her childhood because of abuse. She says she took on the mermaid identity in part to connect with her daughter in a playful, imaginative way.
Also a journey on how I found my own personal healing as a survivor of family trauma and violence and reconnecting with one's inner child and helping others to reconnect with that as well. So that's a big part of who I am and why I do what I do.
The grand opening of the International Mermaid Museum near Aberdeen provided an occasion for many mermaids to gather. Una says a group of mermaids is called a pod. The Portland area is home to several. Seattle, Spokane, and Vancouver, B.C. also have sizable pods. The merfolk include men and women and all body types. Some people splash into mermaiding as a hobby or for exercise. Others make it a side gig by hiring themselves out for birthday parties, events, and photo ops.
Oh, the sand dollar, good choice.
The Mermaid Museum is a project of the Roberts family. They built the Westport Winery and Distillery. The museum is located next to the winery, about halfway between Aberdeen, Washington, and the coastal beaches. Museum founder Kim Roberts says she heard the sirens call after undergoing cancer treatment
4 years ago, and it started to matter to me what I was leaving. And we didn't know if I would still be here today. And so this is my thing. This is my legacy.
A family friend's donation of a massive shell collection got the ball rolling. The museum displays feature lots of mermaid mannequins. There's also a dive helmet from World War II Pearl Harbor and a 300-year-old wooden carousel carving. Robert says there's a point here besides conveying mermaid lore. She wants each exhibit to teach ocean ecology, too.
The mermaids are the spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. Because if we just built an ocean ecology museum, I'm not sure it would have as much interest as a mermaid museum. But we can tell both those stories together.
Admission to the new museum is free during the month of April, if not longer. For visitors inspired to try mermaiding, the Next to Last Display alcove includes info about how to join the scene. A mother from Shelton, Washington, Rochelle Freeman, says she came away inspired to plunge in.
I got my first monofin last year, and I made my own mermaid tail at home. So that's been really fun and a really cool way for me to express my artistic side during all this COVID stuff going on. And
Freeman says she was introduced to mermaiding by YouTube videos.
And I've just been seeing it online, and so to actually meet ladies who are doing this all the time and actually seeing it as a reality is really awesome.
I'm Tom Bonsi near Aberdeen, Washington.